Speaking of Gene, we've got Gene Bolduc, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler. Did you like that segue? I like that segue.
I thought that was very
smooth. It's pretty good, right? On the host of the Weekend Water Cooler here on the Aaron Keck Show right now, and it is time for Thing Not a Thing, the game in which Gene and I take a look at all the things that have people upset on social media this week, of which there are many and legion, and ask ourselves, is it a thing or is it not a thing? Do we have to talk about injecting yourself with disinfectant? Do we have to start with that?
Do we have to start with that? You know, my sister commented to me that, oh, the people who make Lysol, you know, they had to issue a statement about this so they don't get sued. And I said, yeah, no, not really.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to sue them. There's no lawyer who would take that case. There's no judge that would allow it. No. That's not really a thing.
Yeah. However,
they just wanted to remove crazy, stupid things from their table for the day. But there it is.
I have to say that when this year began, there were a lot of things that have happened that I did not expect to happen. One of those things is I did not expect the Lysol Corporation to put out an official statement saying, in spite of what the president just said, you should not inject our product into your body. I really did not expect them to have to say that.
Yeah. Right. Please don't inject our poisonous product. You know, here's what I wish they had done is to just tweet out the warning label from all of their products that says, you know, that if you presumably accidentally ingest or inhale our product, call poison control.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, call 911. You know, this is a noxious substance and, you know, it's not for human consumption.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they should just send that in a private message to the White House so that we can get that resolved. But no, I don't think that is a thing. I have a theory about this larger view of this type of thing, which is I don't think that the president is really going off the rails, as some would suggest. What I think is that he is where he has been for the last 4 or 5 years, but we're getting a much greater exposure. The aperture on America's camera is now just as wide open as it can be, and he's been like this, a cuckoo bird, all the time. We just have had relatively limited exposure to it. But I bet that if you work in the White House, you'd say, yeah, you know, this is what it is.
This is standard operating procedure. Yeah. And I think this is not difficult to explain, I don't think. And this is just in keeping with what we have seen from the president for the last few years, which is he's not knowledgeable about the things that he's talking about. He does not care that he's not knowledgeable. He is 100% supremely confident in himself and thinks that whatever he says is going to be true. So he just opens his mouth and says whatever, and that's basically been his MO since day one.
And I have to say, in his defense, not a phrase you hear from me all the time.
Yeah, I'm interested in this one.
I know. Now you're intrigued, right? I have to say, in his defense, why wouldn't he think that? He only has a mountain of evidence from his entire life to teach him that.
Yeah.
Of never being corrected, of never being especially held accountable. A person who was born into great wealth, never had to earn it, never had his livelihood threatened by job loss or incompetence. And if you grow up, that's toxic. If you grow up in such an environment with so much privilege that you can blow entire fortunes repeatedly and still have too much money to spend, you're not going to learn how the way that the rest of us learn to say, oh, well, I did that, that was a failure. I lost X thousand dollars doing that. I mean, I've done that plenty of times, Aaron. I don't mind telling you. I mean, I've started business endeavors that didn't work out multiple times, and I've learned something every time and then did not repeat that mistake.
Right.
But he hasn't done that. So
yeah.
Why wouldn't he think that this is, that other people are going to scramble around and fix it behind him? That's all that's ever happened in his entire life.
So Trump's medical advice, not a thing.
Not a thing. Right.
Thing number
not
two.
Not a surprising thing.
Not a, yeah. Again, getting back to what I've said for forever, which is Trump said something, not a thing. Don't even pay attention
right,
to it.
Right.
I did watch the clip of him saying that just out of morbid curiosity. I did get online last night and I watched that like 45 second clip of that particular moment. That was 45 more seconds of Trump's press conferences than I have watched in a very long time, because as it turns out, you don't have to. You can just skip those and be totally okay.
That's exactly right. And that's also 45 seconds that you and Dr. Deborah Birx would really like to have back. You're not getting them back.
Thing number two, the stay-at-home orders got extended to May 8th from Governor Cooper, and then you enter phase one, and phase one does include the continuation of the stay-at-home order, so we're really talking about this until at least the middle of May, if not late May. Thing, not a thing.
Well, you know, I guess it becomes a thing because people get so whipped up into will he or won't he. Will he succumb to pressure? No, he won't. He's a responsible governor. He's done nothing ever to make us think he wouldn't behave in a responsible way. So it is a thing. It's just the right thing, and it seems unusual to see politicians do the right thing lately. So I guess on that score, it becomes a thing. But I, you know, what's the magic? What magical event happens on May 8th is what I wonder. That. Is it just that we can only take this kind of thing 2 weeks at a time, or that's a date when they're going to reevaluate? I don't understand how they choose the date.
That's a good question. I think, because I've been wondering the same thing, that, you know, is at a certain point you look at the numbers, you look at the trends, and you say, okay, if we're being serious, we're going to be in this for quite a while, like into May, not automatically just lifting everything on May 8th. I'm not 100% sure. I think they're looking at 2 weeks ahead just to see if after 2 weeks the trends are right, the numbers have gone down for the last 2 weeks. At that point, you can say, okay, let's start lifting things. But yeah, it is a good question. The one thing that I will say, and you mentioned, you know, politicians behaving badly. There have been, you know, for all of the press coverage of the politicians who have behaved badly, and I'm thinking about Brian Kemp down in Georgia right now, he is an outlier.
Right.
Like the vast majority of governors and state-level political leaders on both sides of the aisle, Republicans, Democrats, I think about, you know, key Republicans, Mike DeWine in Ohio, Larry Hogan in Maryland, like they're all doing the right thing. They're looking at the numbers, they're looking at the data, they're looking at the actual guidelines that have come out of the White House and ignoring everything that Trump says about them, because what Trump says is very different from the actual guidelines. The actual guidelines are fine, and the governors are following them. Cooper's following them, DeWine, Hogan, Gretchen Whitmer up in Michigan, they're following them. And Brian Kemp made the mistake, I think, of listening to what the president said as opposed to the guidelines that have come out of the White House.
Now he has tracks all over him from the Trump train backing up to run over him again.
Yeah, because
so,
again, what Trump
you know,
says does
do
not
again.
Matter. Yeah. The one thing that has really stood out to me, and I think this is a really good point, and I can't remember, it's been passed around. I don't know who it was on Facebook that had shared this thing, that I saw, but for all of the talk about, oh, we need to reopen, we need to get the economy back going again. This was a really good point. Disney World is closed. Disney World, which is the most perfectly the most perfectly designed money producing machine possibly ever in human history. A place and an organization that really exists, let's be honest, only for the purpose of making gobs and gobs and gobs of money. They're closed, and they are not reopening anytime soon, because this money producing machine understands that there are A, there are more important things than money, and B, even if we assume that there is nothing more important than money, if we reopen now, that's going to cost us a lot of money down the road. So for both of those reasons together, we need to stay closed. And the people who are actually responsible for going out in the world and making the money, they know that they need to stay closed right now.
Right, right. And you know, not to veer completely off the track, but it's interesting, the comments from, I want to say it's Rebecca, I'm not sure, Disney, Roy Disney's granddaughter.
Oh, yeah, I saw
who
that.
Who is involved, I think still is on the board of the corporation, is heavily critical of the company for still planning to pay out a dividend instead of, and while furloughing hundreds of thousands of employees.
Right.
And so, you know, it's not perfect what's happening with Disney World.
Absolutely,
but
there's
certainly... Yeah, but they certainly would not consider opening on account of some economic hypothetical from political figures. You know, they've got a brand that values, that claims to value families and you know, health and safety right at the top of that. And I was, you know, I was thinking, I saw that Neiman Marcus is considering bankruptcy, Macy's, JCPenney, and I thought, wouldn't it be amazing if the Disney Corporation, because the parks, Disneyland and Disney World, because the parks couldn't open for a year or 2 years, if they ended up going bankrupt, that would be one of the most staggering economic impacts that I could imagine right now.
Who's on the water cooler this
weekend? And I mean, who's on the water cooler this weekend?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of money, Damon Siles of the Carrboro Town Council is on this weekend talking about the budget process and how local governments are coping with this and trying to plan, our beloved local governments, how they're planning with or without, what are they going to have for a tax base. You know, I don't want his job right now, I can tell you that.
WeekendWaterCooler.com for the archive. Check out the show on Saturday at 9 a.m., Sunday at 9 a.m., 1 p.m., and 8 p.m. Got to wrap it up. But Gene Bolduc, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.